It's a decision that's divided the country, political parties, and even families. But the politicians have had their say. Now it's over to you.
This is Ian Dale and Sheila Fogarty. Over the next few hours, we'll bring you the results and all the reaction. We have reporters out across the UK, Europe, and around the world. As Britain decides.
Scotland looks certain to back Remain, but if Britain votes...
It's leave... so finely balanced. Leave 50.8%, 49.2% for Remain, with just over a third of the counts complete.
Let's go to the West Midlands Regional Count in Birmingham. Sarah Brett's there, and how's the expectations game playing there then, Sarah?
Well, it's interesting because this is the regional hub for the West Midlands.
The EU referendum result. This is Five Live Breakfast.
Good morning, it's 5 o'clock. You're with Five Live Breakfast with Nikki Campbell. And make no mistake about it, we are in the middle of a massive, massive news story. The BBC is forecasting that the United Kingdom has voted to leave the European Union, with over 300 of the 382 results declared. The current standing is Leave 52% to Remain's 48%. Claire McDonald is at Manchester Town Hall, where the final announcement will be made.
And the story here emerging overnight is...
It's 6 o'clock on Friday, the 24th of June. Good morning, this is Today with Sarah Montague and John Humphreys.
The BBC is forecasting that the UK has voted to leave the European Union after more than 40 years. With only a handful of areas left to declare, 52% of the country has voted to leave the EU and 48% to remain.
Scotland gave a different answer, with all 32 local areas voting to remain, raising inevitable questions about another independence referendum. First Minister Nicola Sturgeon says Scotland's made it clear it wants to stay part of the EU. Clyde News has been getting reaction from people in Glasgow's George Square.
Scotland wanted to stay, but Scotland's now being forced to leave the EU, and it makes no sense.
Almost 8 o'clock, more on the news today. The big story, the story that we're all going to be talking about. The UK voting to leave the European Union. Mickey's got more on it next.
Metro Radio.
The United Kingdom has voted to leave the EU.
The total number of votes cast in favour of Remain was...
From the newsroom of Northern Ireland's biggest commercial broadcaster, Downtown Radio, Cool FM News.
It's 8 o'clock, I'm Naomi Holland. The breaking news this morning is the UK is heading for a Brexit.
The total number of votes cast in favour...
First, a summary of the news. The United Kingdom has voted to leave the European Union, defying the advice of the Prime Minister and many of the country's leading institutions. 52% of people opted to leave. Scotland has voted in favour of the UK staying in the EU by 62% to 38%, with all 32 council areas backing Remain.
It is 8 o'clock, live from Birmingham with Free Radio.
I'm Dan Dawson. Britain has voted to leave the European Union. In the end, it was 52% to 48% in favour of quitting the EU. UKIP leader Nigel Farage was able to declare victory before the last few areas of the country announced the results.
We will have done it without having to fight, without a single bullet being fired.
Breakfast with Alison Butterworth and Phil Trow.
BBC Radio Manchester.
Good morning. Great to have you with us. 6 minutes past seven. It's Friday morning, and what a morning after a momentous night, perhaps taking quite a few people by surprise, and those maybe being the elite, because the masses have spoken, and across the nation, 52% of people have voted for...
You're listening to the BBC World Service.
Thank you very much, and welcome to this extended edition of Newsday, bringing you the results of Britain's European Union referendum. The choice for the people of the United Kingdom was whether to leave or remain, and the official result is in. Leave has won. In just the last few moments, they passed the winning post of 16.8 million votes. Here are some of the sounds of the last few hours, starting with the moment the BBC predicted the outcome.
We are absolutely clear now that there is no way that the Remain side can win. It looks as though the gap's going to be something like 52 to 48, so a four-point lead. The British people have spoken, and the answer is we're out.
Leave
leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC. Britain Decides with Nick Ferrari at breakfast. Call 0345 6060 973. Text 84850. Tweet at LBC.
Good morning to you. 4 minutes after eight on Friday, the 24th of June. Well, Bob Geldof, Eddie Izzard, the Archbishop of Canterbury, your boys took a hell of a beating. Britain has gone for a Brexit. 52 plays 48. I'm coming to you live from our studio down here at College Green in the middle of Westminster, where the political landscape has shifted seismically. I'm joined by Stanley Johnson, Boris's dad. Stanley's, of course, an award-winning environmentalist.
On FM, online, on your mobile, and on digital radio, this is Capital News.
From Global's newsroom at 8, the big news this morning is that Britain has voted to leave the European Union.
Let June the 23rd go down in our history as our Independence Day!
I'd be very happy with the Prime Minister following the team he already
has. Wait a minute, I'm going to interrupt you because the Prime Minister is walking out of the door. He's going to the lectern. We're going to hear from the Prime Minister.
The country has just taken part in a giant democratic exercise, perhaps the biggest in our history.
You can call us with your reaction. It's 03459 570057. Getting some really interesting calls from people like Robin. And you can text as well your initial thoughts. 81333, start your text with the word radio. And we're going to have a little pause because it's Festival of Speed time. Good morning, this is BBC Sussex, 8 o'clock on the 24th of June. A dramatic morning, one they're calling Independence Day.
Dawn is breaking on an independent United Kingdom.
Britain votes to leave the EU. In Sussex, some rural areas, and Brighton, the majority actually vote to remain. But many more towns along the Sussex coast and Crawley vote strongly to leave.
This is London's Heart. It is 8 o'clock. Here's the latest.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Holly Harris. Britain has voted to leave the European Union. All the votes have now been counted. The difference between leave and remain was just 3.8%, or 1.3 million votes. UKIP leader Nigel Farage has made a triumphant speech on College Green.
Your station for Wales at Euro 2016.
These history makers, they just go on and on.
On FM.
AM.
DAB.
TV.
And on your mobile.
This is BBC Radio Wales.
The news at 9 o'clock. Here's Geraint Wynne.
The United Kingdom has voted to leave the European Union. Leave won with 52% of the vote against 48% voting to remain.
What an introduction. Thanks so much. BBC News at 8 o'clock on Friday, the 24th of June. Good morning. This is Justine Green. The United Kingdom has voted to leave the European Union. Defying the advice of the Prime Minister and many of the country's leading institutions, 52% of people opted to leave. 33.5 million people voted in the referendum, a turnout of 72%. Of the nine regions in England, all but London voted strongly to leave. A shock came at midnight when Newcastle-upon-Tyne declared for Remain, but by a far narrower margin than expected.
Just great radio, with news from our bailiwick and beyond. This is Island FM.
Good morning, I'm Matthew Leach. The United Kingdom has voted to leave the European Union. The Out campaign has passed the winning post with a lead of more than 1 million votes. Overall, Scotland and Northern Ireland voted to remain, leading to questions about the possible breakup of the UK. The Scottish First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, says Scotland has made...
I've said before that Britain can survive outside the European Union, and indeed that we could find a way. Now the decision has been made to leave, we need to find the best way. And I will do everything I can to help. I love this country, and I feel honoured to have served it. And I will do everything I can in future to help this great country succeed. Thank you very much.
And the Prime Minister is not going to take any questions. He is now walking back into Downing Street with his wife, Samantha. And if you have just joined us, what he said, in part, was the country requires fresh leadership. It would not be right for me to be the captain to steer us to the next destination. A new Prime Minister must be in place by October.